Love Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dub.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you what you got?
Step your game up.
Yes, yes, yes. Step your game up, y'all. It's your girl, Ebony D, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay. And you are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, where we network, showcase, and promote nothing but successful independent businesses. I'm going to have Miss Kimberly Rail live in the building, a.k.a. Lady Survivor live in the building. She is going to be helping us and teaching us how to step our game up tonight against child abuse. Also, she's going to be talking about her fabulous magical kingdom. We're going to be talking about that, so make sure you got your computer, your screen up. Make sure you clean out all your cookies and whatnot, because I'm definitely going to give you her website to go to see all the fabulous and magical things that she's doing. And at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Rodney from Man of God's Ministry coming in live. So you make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Y'all know how we get down. Also, you can jump in the chat room as well. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Yes, that's /DivaSpot. And you can chat it up in the chat room. You can ask my guests questions. You can give comments. And you can definitely scroll up to the top of the page and follow the show so you can know when we're going to be on live. Well, without further ado, I'm going to bring my special guest live in the building with me, Miss Kimberly Rambo. Welcome, Lady Survivor. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fabulous, and I'm very happy to be here.
That's definitely what's up. So for everybody that's listening on their phones, on their smartphones, online, introduce yourself and tell them exactly who you are.
My name is Miss Kimberly Rim, Lady Survivor, owner and founder of the Fabulous Magical Kingdom. Let me rephrase that. God is owner and founder. I have a purpose from God, and I am just the vessel that he is using. That's who I am. I help bring awareness to child abuse towards our children. I am a survivor of sexual abuse.
All right, amen. I just thank you for coming here, sharing your story, sharing your growth, sharing your success, and I'm definitely proud about that. So, Lady Survivor, that is such a dope name. Tell us about your journey and how your purpose was revealed to you.
Well, I'm going to start with in 2005, a girlfriend of mine, she used to come to my establishment, the store I used to own, and she kept saying to me, come to my church. And I'd be like, nah, I'm not coming to your church. I don't believe in the man that you believe in. Because I was raised to believe I was the devil's child. And I believe there were some people that was born for the devil, and there were some people that was born for God. Well, I believe that I was born for the devil, so I didn't believe in what she believed in. She asked me, and she kept asking me, and I decided one day, when she didn't ask me, I started asking me. That's when I asked her. I said, are you going to church Sunday? And she was like, yeah.
Yep.
So I said, I'm going to go with you. She said, yeah, whatever. So I went to church with her. It was on Easter. And for some reason, I'm sitting up in the chair, and I'm holding on to my legs. I'm holding on to my arms.
And go to www.ihateobama.com.
Breaking up, Kimberly. I'm sorry.
Kimberly,
you're still breaking up. I'm trying to wait for you to get to.
That's funny.
A good place.
I see the call rag. And you in love and gonna marry.
or watching the program. That's
Hello?
All right. It's, yeah, I can hear you now, Kim.
Okay. So, and like I said, in 2005, I joined the church. I still didn't believe in God.
You expected, Kim.
2006, I was baptized. I still didn't believe in God. And I guess he said, okay, she's going to be a tough cookie. So in 2007, he came to me. He said, you know, I showed you this. I showed you that. I've been here for you your whole life. And I said to him, you haven't been here for me. You know, you allow me to get raped. You allow me to be abused. You allow me to go through this. You allow me to go through that. He said, no, I was there for you the whole time. And then he started explaining to me about what it meant to give your life to Christ. And from that day on, 2007, he explained to me, in order for me to receive my purpose in life, I had to forgive my racist.
Thank you.
I had to forgive my sister. I had to forgive my mother, the aunt.
I can't believe that this
daughter
has.
And I was like, no way. No way am I going to do that. So he said, okay. So every night I went to bed.
We've been in jail.
I was sleeping. You ever been in a situation where you think you're sleeping? He's having you up all night talking. I was like, oh my goodness, if you don't stop talking to me. And he was like, well, you know, you have to take it on the end right now.
You won't
I took on a purpose. He took the thumbtack out. He gave it to me. And when I looked at my hand and I saw my purpose was, I was like, oh my goodness. He wants me to bring awareness to child abuse. So that's my journey. And that's how it started, and I'm so grateful for it.
And you have definitely came a far way. And of course, the Goosebumps are always the networking here. You know, stories and things that happen where the person survived it. Like, I'm not going to let what happened to me determine. I'm not going to let the current situation at the time determine my future. So, you know, I'm just thankful. You know, and I love the name Lady Survivor. You know, when did the name Lady Survivor come about?
Clinton. Wow. You know, the Lord works in funny and mysterious ways.
You know, and
I was sitting, my manager,
that's
I have a manager called Kobe. His name is Kobe Clinton.
Like everything
and
the
Lord said to me.
Everything on the internet ain't true.
Kobe is a soldier from God.
Everything
and
ain't true.
With this purpose that I have, I know that I have to
that's
use earthly ways in order
Republican
to run my purpose.
If you're going to be a Republican,
I've been overwhelmed and... You know,
you
there was
the internet,
days I was crying. I was like, well, Lord, I just can't seem to keep up.
Right
I can't
now,
seem to do
website.
This. I can't seem to do that. You know, complaining, of course. And that's all of my complaining. So he sent a soldier to me, which was Kobe. And Kobe became my manager. And I
think about Obama
daily.
That he did
and,
do.
You know, he
and I give
basically,
for
he was giving me all
Obama
this work.
Obama came in
there. This is what you need to do to your website.
Even
you know,
though he was a Democrat.
The Lord was talking to me, the Lord was talking to him. And he was like, you need to do this, you need to do that.
Congress
so I'm on my
together.
Website, and I'm doing all this work. So
you
the Lord,
in position,
he said to me, he
together.
Says, Kim.
This is something that had to be done in
years.
The Lord
Kimberly.
It was always separate.
Every time, you know, you type your name, make sure you let your manager know, Lady Survivor needs to go next to it.
Obama put people on
so I'm like, Lady Survivor needs to go next year. Now, this is 2012.
And low class.
He's telling me that this is this year, not a couple weeks ago.
I let them get it filled.
So I called Kobe up and I said to my manager,
with,
I said,
the
Lord came to me and
people,
he said, you know, you really need
to
start putting your next to the name, Lady Survivor.
And we keep
he said, because you're a survivor. You're an example. You need to know. You need to know and show people that you are a survivor. You need to have that name beside it. And I was like, okay, Lord, it's there.
And
so now, every time we do a letter or we put something out, it's AKA Lady Survivor.
And big shout out to Cole.
He's gonna get voted
very
in
professional,
again.
Very
right
on time.
You gotta get
yeah,
up for
tell
years.
That he has the best interest for you. And I love
and
that Cole.
I don't know where y'all got that new
thing.
Y'all
the questions. It wasn't like you know the average everyday questions. Kobe asked me questions in detail, and I really like that because you know, of course, I deal with a lot of managers with the artists, and you know, the managers you can tell that they really don't have the well-being for the artists. business or the business owner, and they're really not taking care of business, but he's definitely taking care of business. So big shout out to Kobe and everything that he's doing. I see you guys with your hands up in a hotline, and I know y'all want to ask questions. I know y'all want to talk with Miss Kimberly Brown. We are going to some music right now, and when we come back from this short break, we're going to open the lines up for you guys to talk and network with Miss Kimberly Brown, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. It's Deep Spot Radio. Step your game up Saturdays. Let's go.
Gave a lot of my life to the public, but y'all don't really know. It's a shame that y'all put me in such a box. Check it.
Hey, yo, Mary, I want you to talk to him like you're supposed to. Come on.
Kimberly Realm live in the building, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. And that was Mary J. Blige right there off the My Life 2 album that recently dropped. And that song right there is called Looking for Someone to Love Me. I definitely love that song. It's a hot track. I really think it has a big shout out to Diddy, too. I'm really not a fan of Lil Wayne and Diddy, but I like what Diddy did on this one. So big shout out to them. We back in the building with Kimberly Realm. We about to go to the hotlines and get some love. Kim, how you like that song right there? Because I know you a Mary fan too.
Oh yes, absolutely. I love Mary J. Mary J. is a sister of mine in Christ. I have never met her, but I have such a discerning spirit when it comes down to sisters that are in Christ that have survived in so many ways. It's, you know, It's a different situation, but the same walk, the same pain. So I love her. I love her music. I love everything about her. She's a definitely a survivor, a strong survivor.
Yes, she definitely is. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love right now. Let's open it up for 336-847. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, Step the Game of Saturdays with Lady Survivor. What's your name and where you calling from?
Diva Spot Radio, how you doing this evening? This is Colby Clinton.
Colby, welcome to the show, King. Hey,
you know, what's up, Kim? You know I'm listening to my girl, Kim. I know she came on to do her thing. I told her, you know, she was going to have an opportunity, and I knew she was going to grab it by the horns and blow everybody away. So I just wanted to try and let her know that I'm listening. The movement, the cause, you know, it's something that's much bigger than we are. It's, you know, we are soldiers in this battle with a focus and a goal. To make sure that everyone is aware and put as much awareness and attention on it as we can. And we're just playing our part, and I'm just here to support her. I'm proud of her. And we're going to do all we can to make sure that we save as many lives as we can in this thing. And I know that Diva Spot Radio is with us all the way. I appreciate your efforts and all of your energy.
Oh, no problem. I mean, when I was introduced, big shout-out to Don Jr., the CEO of Entertainment Worldwide Network. He was the one that introduced me to Miss Kimberly Realm. But it has, you know, I've always felt strong about youth and young adults and the children, and it was a blessing. So it changed me, you know, within 2 weeks. It sparked some things in the inside of me. And, Corey, that's the question I have for you. How has this affected you? What has changed for you since you have, you know, been working with Kim, Lady Survivor, and seeing all the success and everything that has been going on and how you guys have been able to educate us?
Well, you know, like most people, you know, on the outside looking in, you hear or you come across information, you've been introduced to it on some level, but you never really can appreciate the depth of it until you have something that pulls you in and consumes you and opens your eyes completely to it. And Kim has really done that for me because she is someone who's not only dealt with it, but she's taken it and turned it into fuel for her fire. She's found a purpose. She's found, you know, what God has intended for her to do. And it's just awesome to me because the energy that she gives off is overwhelming because it's something that she lived and she believes so completely in. It's like, you know, this is what she's here to do, and I'm just here to, you know, contribute anything that I can because I see now the depths and the, you know, the great lengths that she's willing to go for it and fight for it. So anything I can do, I'm going to do.
Well, most definitely. Kobe, we appreciate you calling in. Make sure you stay on the line. I'm going to keep your mic open. The hotlines are up, and they definitely want to speak. Come and show some love. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the next caller who has been waiting. We have from GHU-773-759. You're now live on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Mama? It's Tanaya from Chicago. How are you?
Oh, my queen is live in the building. Welcome, welcome, queen. I know you like, wow, look who we got. I have been talking to Denai about you, Kim, for like the last 2 weeks. And she's like, well, I can't wait to the show. So, Kim, Denai, go ahead and introduce yourself to Kim and ask your questions.
Oh, my goodness. So, my name is Denai Azure. I'm a jewelry designer from Chicago. I have to do dance, sing, and poetry, and all that kind of stuff. But I've been working with youth since I was like 10 years old, actually. And I know like a huge thing that I try to like teach the young girls about is respecting themselves and not letting these guys just take over their lives, especially these young girls. Like what advice do you have for young girls so they don't get into a relationship at like 15 and like get stuck and think like they just have to take whatever mess the guy's giving them already? Because like I've seen so many girls that are sitting here in abusive relationships and they're like 15 years old and they're okay with this.
Well, to answer your question, it starts at home, and parents are the adults and they're responsible for our children. And at 15 years old, no child should be dating, have a boyfriend, and they need to have more control over their kids and where their kids are going, what they're doing, who they're spending their time with. You know, a lot of times, you know, you have to be in their business, unfortunately, because their business is your business. They're 15.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I try to always tell the young ladies, you know, they say, you're so fabulous. Fabulous do not mean because of the outside look. It's the inner you. You know, that's
exactly
what makes you fabulous, the inner you. You know, I know that there are a lot of times that through bullying and peer pressure, you know, they had this thing going on at the school where there was a contest. How many guys can hit this one female, or it was just like a group
thing
going on. So I pretty much had to put a stop to that when I go into the schools, and I allow the young ladies to know. I'm 43 years old, and I'm proud to say that I've only been with two men in my life. And, you know, and I don't have a problem with telling them that. And they ask me, and they say to me, wow, Miss Kim, what? And I'll be like, really? And so when they say to me they've been with, like, 15 guys or it's just sex,
wow.
I sit down and I explain to them it's more than sex. Your
mm-hmm.
your body is your temple. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying to you? And you don't allow everyone to jump into your temple. You know, you protect
right.
your temple. Yeah, your temple is very
right.
personal. You know, so when you start allowing, you know, how can I say, I'm trying to be clean with it. When you start allowing everyone to jump on your body, you will be known. You know, I was very
right.
protected, you know, at a very young age. We also have to understand, why are these young ladies doing this? Are they being sexually abused at home?
Right.
Is someone, you know, is their parents allowing them to get out there to prostitute them and they're making money from it? So there's
right.
always a reason when a young lady is out here, you know, giving their body away like that. It's not something they just do. It's not something that they're raised with, because God don't raise us to be like that. So there's
mm-hmm.
always a reason behind it. And in order to figure out that reason, sometimes you have to sit down with the young ladies individually.
Right.
It's the parents' responsibility. It's the school's responsibility. It's the neighbor's
mm-hmm.
responsibility. It's the government responsibility to protect our children. And we're failing them. I'm telling you, we are losing the battle. And
right.
I always say, if you're a survivor and you say that you're a survivor, then you need to stand. Don't go in the corner. Oh, I'm a survivor, and, you know, I survived child abuse and all of this. Okay, well, you're a survivor, then it's your responsibility.
Right.
Shame on you that you're not somewhere helping these little girls or either helping the young men. You know, we need to start saying to them, you know, when my son was two, my niece molested my son, and he was two. But, see, I started with him when he was one, ABC, 1, 2, 3. Then when I got to the part where, you know, when someone touched you the wrong way or something happened.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you, sweetie, and the truth be told, if these young ladies are out here giving up their bodies, it's not something that they want to do, because, you know, sometimes it's difficult when you're only 15 and you've been with 25 guys. There is a reason for it.
Yeah.
It's a reason for it. And someone needs to sit down with that child, you know, take the time to sit down with the child, even if it's the neighbor. If the mom is not doing, if the mom is aware the child is doing it and the child is out of hand and she's working all the time, then guess what? That's a part of abuse. That's child abuse.
Yeah.
That means mm-hmm. that child needs to come out at home and be taken somewhere else, because what will happen, her body will be used up so much, and
mm-hmm.
they don't understand there is called infections out here that children could, that young ladies can get if you constantly
mm-hmm.
have sex over and over, because they're having
right.
unprotected sex. They think
yep.
it's cool.
And you know what I've come to find is that the new generation or millennial generation, I'm an 80s baby, of course, but, you know, even when I was coming up, it really wasn't talked about or it wasn't
mm-hmm.
properly addressed. But when I was growing up and I was around 15, 16, you know,
we was tough girls. We had a problem with our hands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we felt like we had to be tough or whatever. And I can remember being in a relationship every bit of 17, 18. I thought I was in a relationship, but I wasn't. But, you know, feeling some type of way, slapping my little boyfriend, hitting my little boyfriend. And, you know, this was a generational thing. I thought that this is how I was supposed to act, or I wasn't taught properly how to express myself when someone hurts my feelings, or when I'm feeling some type of way. So now it's like we have to talk to our young adults, our youth boys and girls, about how to properly say how you feeling without using your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And low self-esteem is another thing. Low self-esteem is 386, I see you, I'm about to get to you, and I thank you for waiting. But low self-esteem is another thing. You know, when you're not paying attention to your kids, when you're not spending time with them and praying over them and encouraging them, now we got babies having babies. So you have the immature having babies right now, and then they're raising more of, they're raising the babies, having them cursing and carrying on. It's just a generational thing. You know, instead of saying to your daughter, oh, she must, you want to run with these pissy-tailed boys, or he want to mess with these pissy-tailed girls. You know, parents are the ones. I got to cut the music off.
Parents are responsible for their children, and you know, we need to stop trying to be our kids' friends, okay? With
parents.
And it's just like ABC 1 2 3. Nowadays, and I'm going to explain something to you, and I'm going to tell you my story. And my story is that I was 11 years old, and my sister married this man, and when she married this man, I never knew that my predator was there the whole time watching me, which was my sister's husband. I loved her so much, and I wanted to go home with her because back in the day they didn't have, you know, they didn't do honeymoons and all of that. Well, he raped me when I was 11. She walked in the room and walked back out. So she ended up having two kids with him, a young guy and a little boy and a little girl. Well, the little girl, when her daughter turned 11, he ends up raping her. So she ends up molesting my son. And then she ends up having a child, and her child ends up being raped and killed, and she wasn't even two yet. So it's a snowball effect that happens. And so when the Lord came to me with this purpose, It's not a business. I don't run this as a business. Of course, I have to do earthly things in order to run this purpose that the Lord has given me. What people fail to realize when they say to me, you're doing such an awesome job, I don't see it. And I'm going to explain to you why I don't see it. I don't want to see it because I want to stay humble and grounded. There is God, the purpose in the children, and there's little old me. And I just do what God asked me to do. And, you know, I get threats from predators telling me if I don't shut my mouth, what's going to happen. Do you know there's 1,000 doors they have to go through just to get to me? And about time they get to me, their energy is burnt because it's not me that is causing this to happen. This is not my purpose. This is God's purpose. He's just using me as a vessel to put it out there. You understand what I'm saying? I am here. I'm not going anywhere. I take my characters to schools. I dress up in a ball gown. I have another character with this white wolf. We go and we talk to the kids, and they ask us different questions. We give out our phone numbers. My business line is set up, so when they call, they actually think they're talking to Queen Anastasia and White Wolf. You know, I went to one school, 25 children from one school. Five of them called because they were being bullied. Hear my hand to God, 20 of them were being sexually abused at home, and they wanted Queen Anastasia to save their life. They wanted to come to the Fabulous Magical Kingdom. So I ask you, what is going on with the world? Where are the survivors? I am a survivor, and I am standing, and I am saying to you, no more child abuse towards my children as long as I'm breathing. I'm here to tell you, if the Lord came down here today and said to me, Kim, There will be no more child abuse towards our children. You have completed your purpose. Are you ready to go home? I already explained to my son, and I told my son to explain to my grandchildren. If that day happens, I will drop to my knees, and I will stretch my arms out as wide as I could stretch them, and I will say to him, I am ready to go home. Because that's how strongly I feel about my children, I will give myself away without a doubt, and I wouldn't even think twice. I will go home. So I guess you understand how I feel. Hello?
Is there a phone call out? Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. It was me. I was speaking, and I muted myself.
Oh, my God.
You're like, Diva, where are you? I'm not here. I left you. I ain't going nowhere. We fighting this fight together. Don't you worry about it. I won't. Even if you don't hear me, I'm a solid sleeper. I come up behind him. I got him.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. I be in the mall and I be telling them. They having their kids run ahead of them. I don't care. I'll stop a parent in a minute. I'll be like, excuse me. Can you please get your child? I'm not trying to be smart, but can you please get your child? Can you please get your child to walk?
Kim, we got more callers on the line.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Everybody got their hand up. We definitely want to give them a chance. We got 386-314 live in the building. We're live on Diva Spa Radio. Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Ebony B and Kimberly Rim, a.k.a. Lady Sabafa. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Pastor Smith, and I'm calling from St. Cloud, Florida. And I would just like to say hello to you all.
Hey, Pastor. How you doing?
Pastor.
And I'm saying hello, and I'm here to support what Kim is saying, and I'm here to support Kim, because Kim is really one of those individuals that are very rare. I spent 27 years as a special agent for the state of Florida. And I saw so much child abuse going on. And I am also a product of child abuse at the age of five. Mm. So I understand what she's saying, and I stand with her through prayer and knowing that the Lord has brought me through as he brought her through, and that I want to let her know that I'm going to always be in her corner with prayer and whatever else she needs to help.
Amen.
Finish her job. And I wanted to thank you for giving her this opportunity to stand and to speak out and giving her the entire hour or whatever you're going to give her. And it's just amazing how many people can find so many things, other things to talk about, except things that are real to God.
Hallelujah.
And those things that are real to God is his children. He said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. You must be a little child in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. But if we destroy all of the little child in us through sexual abuse and foolishness, then there are no little children. So I just want Kim to know that I love her and that I'm here to support her, and I'm going to be around the corner every time she needs me. Another matter. God bless you.
I love you, Tim.
Pastor Smith, we definitely appreciate you calling in and giving us that love, that pure love, and giving Kim support. And that's what it's about. At the end of the day, supporting, because we support so many things that have nothing to do with nothing at the end of the day. What are you really supporting? What are you really standing for? If you will protect your child, why wouldn't you protect another?
Amen.
Look at it. I don't just look at just my son or somebody. They're all, I have a motherly connection to kids, period. I'm not going to question it. I thank God for giving me that. But, Pastor, what you said is prayer. Prayer is so important for you to get, meditate, have a relationship with the Father. And then so you can be able to, you know, have a relationship. So you can be able to, when you bring family and friends around, y'all can meditate with each other and have a stronger relationship. And I know, because it happens to me. We things happen in our life
And, you know, we in the get over it generation. Just get over it. It happened. Get over it. And even though there's a scar and it healed, it didn't heal correctly. So I'm at a point now where I'm like, I have to rip the scab off and heal this wound with prayer. That is the only thing that helped me, because I had to forgive those who did wrong to me, because if I didn't forgive them, I continued to be their victim.
That's right.
If somebody did something to you, you guys, whether they hurt your feelings, they sexually abused you, they physically abused you, they stole from you, whatever, they did something to your kid, you have to forgive them. I know it may sound crazy, but you have to forgive them, because if you don't, you want to continue to be their victim. You're going to be
And you're going to continue to be in bondage. Understand this. When the Lord came to me and said to me, I have to forgive my rapist, and then he will, and I will receive my purpose. I am a witness. I am a witness to God. I know he's real. Every time I walk outside and I feel the wind against my skin, I know that's him holding me. Understand, you have to forgive. You have to forgive in order to receive your purpose. Once you forgive, the bondage is, you're free. You know how Martin Luther King said, free at last. Thank God Almighty, you're free at last. That's how I am. I'm free. My rapists don't have control over me at all.
That's right.
What happens tomorrow?
Wow. Says the battle is not yours, it's his.
Look, my battle, I don't need to fight my battles. God fight my battles. Hallelujah, I don't need
it. I don't know why we run around here but trying to be Jesus Juniors anyway.
Stop
laughing at us, y'all. We all know here laughing at our calamity, trying to be Jesus Juniors. Stop trying to be Jesus Juniors. We're going to take another break, go in and to this music. We're going to come back. We got Y.B. live in the building. The hotlines are lighting up. It's Step Your Game Up Saturday with Kimberly Ram, a.k.a. Lady Survivor, and we definitely get in on top of this. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. Let's go.
I see your heart full.
That was Mary J. Blige with her song 25-8. Of course, that's off her My Life 2 album. Go and get it. Go and copy it. Get it now. Put it in your MP3 player. Put it in your radio. Put it everywhere. Because me and Kimberly Ram, a.k.a. Lady Survivor, is bringing Child Abuse Awareness 25-8. 25 hours, 8 days a week, man. This is how we're definitely getting it down. I'm so glad to have you here, Kim. We're getting so much good feedback, and we need to be aware of the things that's going on. It's so important. And I know, Kim, you don't do this by yourself. So who are the members, you know, on your team, you know, that have supported you and you would like to bring light to right now?
Well, I'm going to say all my soldiers that the Lord has sent me, I want to give thanks to him, number one. Also the children, because he had to go to the children and talk to the children and ask them before he came to me and said, what type of person do you need to help you to survive? And they described me, and he came to me. So I want to thank God, and I want to thank the kids for allowing the Lord to use me as their vessel. I also would like to thank my manager, Kobe Clinton. I couldn't do it without him. I love him, support him. That's God's soldier. The pastor, you know, Giles, I love you. Thank you for your support. My girlfriend, Cheryl Brown. It is just so many, and I would love to give honor to. I will be on this phone all day. And, of course, you, Ebony, giving me an hour to actually talk about child abuse awareness. It's a blessing. Anytime I can get the word out about it, it is so important because our kids are dying too young. And believe it or not, they're dying as young as younger than 6 years old. So this is awesome, and I thank you. I thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I thank all my fans and all my supporters.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I'm just blessed to have been introduced to you. And I checked out your website, The Fabulous Magical Kingdom. Tell everybody. I mean, it's so wonderful over there. You guys, let me put the website out there right now. You're going to go to www.thefabulousmagicalkingdom.webs, that's WEBS.com. Again, that's www.thefabulousmagicalkingdom.webs.com, and check it out. I mean, it's so much stuff over there. You got the Fabulous Magic Kingdom friends. Let us know about that because I love it, and I love the song Adility D. We're going to play that too. Me and my niece, Messiah, shout out to Saya. We was in the kitchen listening to that, and she started singing, so you already got a good review, and she's 3, and she's a diva. So there you go.
Wow.
So tell
wow.
us about the Fabulous Magical Kingdom for those who never heard of it.
Well, the Fabulous Magical Kingdom, it is something that the Lord brought to me. I can't take credit for the name. He gave me that purpose, and the Fabulous Magical Kingdom bring awareness to child abuse. My Fabulous Magical Friends, which are my characters, and my characters go to different schools or different events or anything that's dealing with children. The Lord do not allow my characters, and I want you to understand the reason why. My characters are not allowed inside of any type of churches or to participate in any type of events dealing with churches because there's so many different religions out here, and we cannot, the characters don't know anything about color, race, special needs, handicap. They don't know anything about those type of things that we earth people feed off of. So, you know, they don't do birthday parties because they're serious characters. So we don't go around and sing happy birthday and all that stuff unless it's, you know, a special needs child or unless it's something that's going to help build someone's self-esteem up. But we actually don't go to parties that with kids that parents that have millions of dollars. I used to say millions of dollars and they want us to come out. It doesn't work like that. So, that's what the Fabulous Magical Kingdom is about. The Lord brought me a unique way of bringing awareness to child abuse, and we use our characters to do just that. If you go on the website, you will see some of the characters, and trust and believe when I say this, the flesh cannot come up with the Fabulous Magical Kingdom. Only God can do that. I did not come up with this. This is a purpose, and those names that he gave me Princess Carissa Lena, Tatiana, Queen Anastasia, Queen Eximia, White Wolf. I can go on and on. If you, when you go on that website and you see some of those names, you will know it was not the flesh, it was God. And I love him dearly, but sometimes I be sick. God be laughing. I know he be up there laughing. He's like, okay, well, use these names. I'm like, Queen Carissa Lena, how am I going to even spell that?
So, like, how will I spread this?
How would you go about
spreading it? My favorite character is Princess Kimberlina. She was so fly in her pink and black. And I'm looking
That's Ladybug. Are you talking about Ladybug?
I'm just looking at the website. It says character Princess Kimberlina.
Okay. Princess Kimberlina. She has on white and she has a sword.
No, she got on black. I mean, she has on a black. She has black and she has pink shoulders. She got pink hair. She got pink shoulder pads and she got pink.
Wait a minute, did the Lord smile? Let me see.
Yeah.
That is so funny, Diva. That is so funny because, see, the Lord, you know, has so many characters for these children to bring awareness to child abuse. And I am here to tell you, I am about to go on this website. It is so funny because the Lord is so funny. He is so funny. Lord,
and Brother Honeywell, too. Oh, let me bring Y.B. Y.B. is here, too. I got to bring my king up in here. Y.B. is such a supporter of Beaver Spot Radio, and he is a man of God. So we definitely got to bring him here. Let me go ahead and open your line up while we're getting to the characters. Y.B., round of applause for you, man, for even Welcome.
No, thank you. The honor is actually, you know, it's all mine. I'm just sitting here listening to this wonderful show. You know, it's just really, really, really inspiring and motivating to be on a DJ.
Oh, yes, when you have Kimberly Graham, a.k.a. Lady Survivor, somewhere, it's going to be inspiration. You're going to be changed and touched. I'm telling you right now. So, why not go ahead and you know, give a shout-out to her.
I definitely shout you out. I was just listening to you, and shout out to the pastor. I actually called in as well, but your spirit, just even through the phone, just touches anybody that's listening to this show and believes in the Lord to instantly just be humbled and gratified. Like, you was really putting in work for the Lord, and Lord knows we need more tools like you.
I thank you so much. I really do, and I appreciate you saying that. And you know, it's I'm being honest when I say this. It's the Lord. It's the purpose in the children, and I'm like a little tiny pea, and He uses me as a vessel, and I'm just obedient to what He says. And He sends soldiers, and I have a discerning spirit where I know the difference between the devil's soldiers and God's soldiers. So He also has given me that gift, and I'm so thankful, and I really appreciate your support and everything that you're saying. But all the glory definitely goes to Him, and I'm grateful and I'm thankful. Excuse me?
Yes. No. You hit it on the head. All glory goes to God. It's almost the perfect definition of Galatians 2, verse 20, and all that said is, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me
Hallelujah.
And gave himself for me. It's perfect.
Hallelujah.
It's perfect. It's just perfect. You know, it don't do no better than that. It's just perfect.
Hallelujah. If people can only get it, they have to let it go. You have to let it go in order to receive your purpose. Hallelujah.
And I'm opening up everybody line too. So Kobe, Denaya, Pastor Smith, Y-Dot, everybody line is open as well. Y-Dot, do you have a question for Lady Survivor before I get to 818?
No, not more of a question. It's just I really appreciate your work. I would say you have a strong head on yourself, so I know you're never gonna let the devil get into your mind and play with you and destroy what God has actually already installed in you. So I'll just salute you all day.
Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so much.
And everybody that's just tuning in, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio and Steffi Game of Saturdays. We have Kimberly Ram live in the building, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. She is the owner and founder of the Fabulous Magical Kingdom. You definitely want to go to the website at www.thefabulousmagickingdom.webs.com. Kimberly was sharing early her story of how she was raped, you know, and sexually abused, and how she overcame it. And, you know, if you guys have questions or if you have comments, Kimberly is talk to you about this and talk to you about how to be a survivor. You don't have to be held in that bondage. So I'm going to go to 818, been patiently waiting, 818-358. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Dawn Jr., the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network based in St. Los Angeles, California. I'm currently traveling down the highways and byways calling to you live from Florida. And I'm in the building.
Hey, Dawn, what's going on?
What's going on, y'all? I had to call in and show some support. I get these text messages from you all the time, and I say, oh, you're going to have the Fabulous Magical Kingdom on. I said, okay, I got to call in and support. I support all powerful sisters and women of God doing some powerful movement, and I second what the brother said, you know, that just called in about being crucified with Christ, because everybody, when you read the scriptures, you have to look in the Bible, and it says real deep, Christ said, if you want to follow me, pick up your cross and let's go. And that means that you got to be crucified. You have to go through a whole transaction and a transformation. That means that everything that you, all the negative things should be used to flip around to make a positive result. And those, in order for you to have something, you have to start with nothing. So you have to be broken down. But I mean, I'm just loving the whole topic of conversation. I've been listening for a while, but I've been real quietly listening online. I said I got to call in though. I really appreciate y'all so much, man. It's been just a powerful movement of God. And I heard, even heard Pastor Smith. You know, I got to give love to Pastor Smith. It's just so much going on, man. I'm just loving the whole movement. That's about it.
I'm just proud of everybody that's on the line right now and listening. I'm glad that you guys are here listening to your phones online. But it goes further than this show. It's not about me. It's not about Kim. It's not about none of that. You know, we are tools to be used, and we are fighting against child abuse, sexual abuse, rape, molestation. Even I have dreams of my son being a pro football player. All the Penn State scandal that just happened with you being molested in the locker room, people coming in and walking back out with Kimberly was saying, like, you know, her sister, her blood came in and seen her husband raping her and walked back out. You know, we can't turn our heads on this. I feel so strong. And me and Don was talking earlier today about our team, the teen dropouts, the high school dropouts. Most likely that's going to lead to teen pregnancy. But we need to be accountable to our teens, and we also need to look out for the others. If you see a Kevin, and this is one thing that I want to just say it was just in the hood. It ain't just in the hood. It's everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere. It's not just in the hood, but you see your friend, she getting mad at her kid or whoever, and just turn around and just slap them in the chest. You know, hit them by the head and carrying on. That's child abuse. Calling your in a B and yelling and carrying on, there is something in the inside of you that you need to check, because that's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
You need to sit down and talk to your kid. You need to sit down and talk to your friend and say, look, I'm your friend and I care about you, but I care about these kids more. And you got to get yourself in check, because don't think that because we friends that I won't report you. Because I will.
Say it. And won't lose no sleep over it. Will not lose no sleep over it, because I'm showing you the future.
Yeah, you have to say that. You have to say that, and we gotta you know, we call each other friends. Now you need to judge your friends by according to what the Word of God says. A friend is gonna bring out the best in you. You hear me? A friend is gonna tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. A friend is to you when trouble surrounds you. You and we all talking about we got friends. That's my bestie. My bestie wouldn't let me get high. My bestie wouldn't let me beat my kids.
Mm.
That's not a bestie. That I mean, serious, put your kid yourself in the kid's shoes. You know, and I'm just so glad that we got you here. Kimberly, I'm glad that, you know, I met you. I'm glad that you was a soldier, because I'm a soldier, too. I'm a fighter.
I know you are.
And I'm going to fight for those who can't fight for themselves, because God has blessed me with the gift to do so. And now you got the Fabulous Magic Kingdom, and I love the Fabulous Magic Kingdom. I love that I can share this with my son and with my niece and with my youth. If there was anyone that you can have as a guest on the Fabulous Magical Kingdom, who would it be?
Wow. Well, you know, God is already there, so I would love to have Mr. and Mrs. Obama, the president and the first lady,
hey,
on the show. I would love to have Ellen. Ellen, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, DeGeneres, but
yes,
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love her. Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, I love him. I love everything that he's doing, everything he stands for. But I really would love to have a sit down and talk with the President of the United States and ask him, can we do, you know, how they did the Million Man March? I want to do the million. I want to do the Million Child Abuse Awareness March.
I want
people to know, let's march. You ready to march? Let's march for something. And I don't care about the picket people on the sign saying that, you know, all of us. We don't see them. We don't see them in the name of Jesus. We're going to keep on marching. We're going to hold on tight, and we're going to walk for our children. It's time that we start walking for our children. It's nothing worse when you turn on the news. And I seriously, when I turn on the news, and the last news that I saw where a man put his baby in the microwave, what in the world? What are you thinking? You know, so I'm saying we have to protect our kids. And I do want to say this real quick, Diva. We talk about our children, and they're so quick to put them on medication. But I really want to talk about special needs children.
Yeah,
special needs children are they have, some of them have no voices, and they are taking advantage of more than our children that are in regular schools, because they can't, a lot of them can't speak or they can't act out, but they're very, very smart. Understand, they're very smart. I have worked with them. They're very, very intelligent. But 80% of the time, they are the ones that's getting the most of the abuse, the neglect, the sexual abuse. You have children that are in comas, and you have like the staff that are having sex with them. You wonder why they end up pregnant. So it's a lot of things that's going on. So we have to protect our special needs children also. Definitely. They're definitely close to my heart.
And you're definitely right about that. Special needs children, and we have heard of so many stories with, you know, the special needs children, and we heard of stories. And big shout out to the Independent Connect. I see y'all. Big shout out to Jit from Ground Hard Radio live in the building. Big shout out to Kano the Pyro from HME Radio. I appreciate you guys listening. These are two strong radio stations in Kings that's always been very supportive of Diva Spot Radio and me. But I so agree with you on the special needs kids, because they don't have a voice, but they're very smart in his ways that they can communicate to let you know what's going on, and we need to pay attention to this. I was a bus aide for 2 years for special needs. I would drive a car for one girl that was deaf, and then it was another kid when I was driving to the 10-passenger bus for, and I would pick up these special needs kids and, you know, put them in safe with their wheelchairs and stuff, make sure they're good. But I used to always think to myself, like, after I take them and drop them off, are those people treating them okay? Because it was one little boy that always used to come back, and he always used to be roused up after school. He was good in the morning, but when it was time to come back, he was roused up. So, you know, we can sit here and talk about this, but until you put action behind it, that's when it matters. That's when it matters.
When
you put the work in, when you start educating yourself first, because we had a tendency to run off the emotions. Then I'm going to be bringing Rodney in from I'm going to be bringing Rodney in a few moments. He's with Man of God Ministries. He's going to be coming in a few minutes. But it's so important for us to pay attention to what's going on. And that's the thing that I really want to talk about, Kim, is how for our own kids and other kids that is not ours, what do we need to be looking for as far as when it comes to child abuse, rape, sexual abuse? What are some of the things that we need to keep an eye out on, and how can we educate ourselves so it won't continue to happen?
First of all, when you're teaching your children, my son was two years mm-hmm. old, so don't believe that your child, because they're two, that they don't understand. These children that's coming in this world now, it's like they're saying some of the things that they're coming out their mouth saying, you're like, wow, you know. Actually, I'm going to tell you this short story. I took my grandson, which is two, and they had this little puzzle in the McDonald's bag. And when I opened up the bag, I was like, well, Carter, you know, I don't even know how to put this together. What is all these pieces for? So I look on the phone. I'm talking on the phone. The next thing I know, I look over to the side and look at my grandson. It was a puzzle. He had put the puzzle together. He was like, Nanny, this is how you do it. I felt so embarrassed. So what I'm saying to you, I'm really so embarrassed, but I'm saying to you is that a two-year-old child will know and understand. And if you're going to have a problem with, trying to talk to your children about child abuse or being bullied or being touched not in the correct spots or the different places, you know, you can go to my website, to the Fabulous Magical Kingdom website, www.thefabulousmagicalkingdom.webs.com. I have posters on there where you can actually purchase with the characters on there, and they're explaining different steps about child abuse. And you can actually sit down with them with the posters. But I'm here to say, and I hate to say, there is no safe place for your children. 68% of children that have been abused, they know their abuser. Now, right. I don't know if you were on the radio and you heard what I said, that it started in my home. It was a snowball effect. It started with my sister. It went to my niece. It went to my son. It went to my niece's daughter, where she ends up dying. We have to stop. You know, schools are not safe. Church is not safe. You know, when they say, let the usher take my child to the little boy's room. No. You stop them. You don't know them. They're the same people that you see out in the street. No. You don't know their background. No, you get up. You know, the Lord will understand if you get up and close your Bible and your child have to go to the little boy's room or the little girl's room and you take them to the bathroom. You know, you be careful with your family members, you know. There are so many signs. If your child is, let me give you an example. If your child is acting up in school, and you get this phone call, and the teacher says, I don't know why he's acting up in school, he's terrible, and you're saying as a parent, and you're saying, and you're a Christian, you're saying, like, look, no, I don't understand, this is not my child, then you ask, guess what? Somewhere along the line, wherever you have your child spending their after-school program, wherever you have your child going to school at, it could be the church, it can be a family member, start checking. Stop what you are doing. Never be so busy that you're working so hard. I understand there you have to work. I understand you have to work two jobs, but this child did not ask to be here. You have to stop pushing your kids off. You need to stop and say, how was your day in school? Oh, can you draw me what happened today in school? How are you feeling today? There are different activities that you can do with your children to find out what's going on. If your child is taking a black crayon and he's taking it and he's marking it all up on a piece of paper, then you know what? There are some dark days in his life. We have to stop. We have to stop, and we have to protect our children, because I'm here to tell you, I'm a survivor. My niece right now, she's a survivor. She lost her child in the process, but if my sister would have stopped, she would have never told me to keep this line secret, then my son would have never been molested, my niece would have never been molested, and my other niece would have never died.
Wow.
All the lies and secrets need to stop. And I will never go away. My voice will always be there. I will always be on Facebook. I will always be on LinkedIn, Twitter. Any avenue I can go through to bring child abuse awareness, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be like the President of the United States. I'm going to be sitting on top of Cloud 99 and saying with my hand up, power to the children, no more child abuse towards our children. That's how strongly I feel about it. I don't worry about what people think or say about me because God covers me in the blood of Jesus. So whatever you have for me, understand this. You're not throwing it to me because it's a purpose from God. You're throwing it to God. It never touches me. I'm just a vessel. Understand that. And I will never stop until my children are saved. They need to know God. You need to put your children and make them understand their purpose in life.
Wow. That's powerful. That should have, you know, empower all of us to stand up for our kids, for our youth. It is too much child abuse, child prostitution.
Yeah.
How do we get to the point that, and let me bring Rodney in. Man of God is in the building. Let me stop. Rodney, are you here? Rodney, can you hear me? 253-227, can you hear me?
This is Carl.
Right. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You want us, Rodney?
All right. We're going to get back to Rodney because, of course, he's running around and taking care of business, so I'm going to get back to him. But I definitely want to go in, to a break. But I wanted to lay this on y'all right here so we can really overstand, not understand, because we all know how deep you get down. When you understand something, it's limited. You're limited. You're only looking at something face. But when you overstand something, that means you went above and beyond to be able to get more information. You have unlimited information about this. But pay attention how we have characters, like we have categories of molestation, child abuse, sexual abuse. How we got this is not cool. Prostitution,
no.
Just imagine if that was your child. And I think the severity has to come in when you look at it as if it was your child. I'm going to take a short break, Kim, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Rodney. We're going to talk more about the website because I want to let y'all know how y'all can become a sponsor of the Fabulous Magical Kingdom as well because I'm looking at it right now. So you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Step your game up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. Y'all know how we get down. I'm going to hit y'all with some Mary J. Blige. Still inside, man. Let's go.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Turn the track up a little bit. The rocking.
Okay.
Category ain't my favorite, it's my story, I'ma state it. You could love it or hate it, I'm just a misfit. Blessed with good dick and intelligence. Hood nigga, holding no grudges or petty shit I started. Why are we cold-hearted, so guarded? Scared to get hurt, trying not to love the hardest, that's garbage. Remember when we loved each other, bathtub scrubbed each other, chilling, champagne spilling, feeling like the shit gon' last forever. Time went so fast, we had a blast together. Last we had friends we spent time with, now I be seeing your friends out. Then I'm reminded how we all used to gather up for the holidays. Now your friends all nervous to speak, they act afraid. I was your bestie, how we get to this as I reminisce, taking off my MJs in my empty crib. Mary, Mary,
I wanna make you happy, but sometimes just don't see it. I wanna be your zombie, but I'm so tired of competing. We say all the wrong things, so we make each other sad. What are we doing? Will it ever get better? My heart.
Hello?
This. I do my morning crunches, play my jazz, pray to the east, then watch the sunset. But yet I was blowing you up.
This is how I'm feeling, child, y'all. Welcome back, welcome back. It's your girl Ebony D, live right here on Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Miss Kimberly Ram, live in the building, aka Lady Survivor. We surviving over here. That's because we know how we need to feel inside. I got Y-Dot live in the building with us. We got Kobe Clinton live in the building with us. We got Denia live in the building with us. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to a layer two over there. I'm glad that y'all are tuning in and listening. Make sure you press the one button to be heard, man. We definitely getting it in. I got my special guest here, and she's definitely dropping jewels. She's definitely a wonderful queen and a woman of God, and she's for the kids. You can't get it no better than that. She's a soldier for the kids. I want to, all the ladies that soldiers for the kids, I want y'all to call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be her. Y'all know how we get down. I want to get back to the fabulous magical kingdom. I'm a fabulous woman, so of course I was drawn to the word fabulous and then magical. And of course, kingdom, because I'm living that kingdom culture.
I know, that's right.
What is one of the live performances that you did with the fabulous magical kingdoms and all the fabulous characters that you'll never forget? And, you know, why wouldn't you forget this? What was so special about it?
Well, I went to one of the schools where, you know, it's in a city, and I'm not saying all city schools are like this, but they rarely get to see what we offer. And the young lady that asked me to come there, she was also in charge of the event, the after-school program, and she never seen me dressed up as Queen Anastasia. I hope there's no children on the phone so they all know that I'm Queen Anastasia and White Wolf. And so when I went to get dressed and get fixed up, you know, we have our introduction music, and I came out, and she said she didn't know if she wanted to shout or if she wanted to just pass out. She was just like, oh, my goodness, I cannot believe how beautiful it was. But what I remember the most about that show was this little boy. He came and he ran up to me. When they saw White Wolf and Queen Anastasia walked out, he ran up to me and he held onto me so tight, I thought he was going to break my little ribs. And, you know, they had him up in the air. They was trying to grab him off of me, and I was telling them, you know, to put him down, just let him go, you know, just give him some time, just put him down. And they were still grabbing, I was like, put him down, you know, because I'm thinking in my head, and this is a form of child abuse now, you know, I want you to put him down, I want you to let him go. So he was holding on to me, and all the kids was around me, and they was pulling on my gown, and they was all over White Wolf. And I happened to look down, and as I looked down at this little boy, he was saying, please, dear God, please, Jesus, please let me go back to the fabulous magical kingdom with Queen Anastasia and White Wolf. Please, dear God, please, God, dear God. And I'm listening to all of this, and all the kids are so excited, but that is the best show I ever had, to look down at this little boy as he was holding on to me, and he's saying, please, God, please, God, please let me go back to the fabulous magical kingdom. Please, I promise I'll be good. Please, God, please, God. He just kept begging and begging. And I just felt so bad, and I was just saying to him, I was like, you're going to be okay. He said, no, I want to go back. So as the kids, I'm walking around, and it's like I'm wobbling, and he's walking with me, and White Wolf couldn't get him off, or, you know, so for a while, he stuck with me through the whole show. But that was the best feeling ever, you know, because he knew about God, and he asked God to help him. So that was the best show I ever had.
And that is wonderful. I mean, just to have kids holding on to you like that and being that he knows God is a blessing. And you know, God is so great. Big shout out to you, God. Big shout out to Jesus. We just thank you for just giving us right now.
Hallelujah.
I just stop and thank you and tell you that I love you. And I'm thankful that you gave me this talent. I'm thankful that you've given us the tools and using us as tools to do your will, Lord. We got Rodney in the building. The man of God is here. Man of God, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Hallelujah.
Welcome. Welcome. How everybody doing?
We're doing great.
I'm in the building. Now everybody in the building. Strong topic tonight. Strong topic like always, Diva. I'm just listening and getting filled up with a lot of information. So I learned how to deal with children that come in contact. So I come in contact with. So I'm glad and happy for all the information that's being shared, sis. Thank you so much. I had to let that be known that God said we perish because of lack of knowledge. And it ain't just about of him, but it's about our everyday knowledge about survival and being prayerful and watched for the things that's going on in our life and around us. And that's what's so important. So I really want to send shouts out to all the moms and some of the dads, too. Don't get twisted, because I'm a dad, Debra. I took a little personal when you said my teller winning to call in. Hey, there's some dads out here doing what we're supposed to do and doing
what
we're
supposed to do. But you holler at them right now, Rodney. You holler at them right now. Tell them to call in. Tell them we got Miss Kimberly Rim here, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. We might be stepping our game up on Step Your Game Up Saturdays on Diva Spot Radio. And we talking about these kids. We talking about the abuse. We talking about the sexual abuse. And then when you call up, you got to know that it goes further than the show. After the show,
right,
all of us should be going and volunteering, becoming a part of an organization that fights against child abuse, sexual abuse, and educate ourselves. First of all, our first step, like, you know, Lady Survivor said, the first step is getting the facts, knowing exactly what you're getting yourself into and how you can help. Where can you help at? Very important.
That's right.
So, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
We also have to
remember, too, it's just so many different types of form of abuse out here. But we hear about a lot of the missing children and the missing children that we don't ever get an opportunity to find. And the reason why we don't find them because they're in child trafficking. And child trafficking, you think it's in other countries, but it's the highest here in the United States. And we need to pay more close attention to our children. Out there, I mean, it's just amazing. You know, when I think about when I was 11, I don't, you know, include that as part of my sexual first time. That was rape for me, and that will be with me for the rest of my life. But the reason why it's with me for the rest of my life, because I'm a survivor, the Lord wants me to remember. And to be honest, and, you know, I'm going to say this to everyone, if I had to do it all over again, if I had to be raped all over again, I would do it. If I knew I was going to be in the position I am now today to help our children, that's how strongly I feel about my kids.
Don Jr., I got your mic over your back. I got your mic over, Don Jr.
I heard that.
I mean, Rodney, what is your take? You know, and I'm going to get to you, 813-369. What is your take on, you know, and let everybody know who you are and exactly what you do. Rodney, before I ask you this question.
Okay, my name is Rodney. I'm directing the Man of God Outreach. I do a lot of different things here in the city of Tacoma, just reaching the community. We want to teach them right on, like Lady Survivor is talking about. But I think it starts from home. And like a lot of times what happens is if we don't have things going on with inside our house and inside our community, we don't know who to watch. But when we start meeting and greeting one another, children, and meeting the children so we can know who the parents is. So that's why I do a lot of things in the community so I can get to know who the kids' parents are and who the kids are that belong to those parents. So I can show myself and let them know, hey, listen, I'm here to support you, to help you, and to guide you if I have to, because I'm still on this thing. It takes a village to raise a child, but sometimes the people in the village got to be watched.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if we start educating one another about and teaching love, caring, and togetherness, that's what my outreach is about. And that's what my thing is, as long as we are teaching that in our community and doing things and showing ourselves visible in the community, those folks that ain't got no goodness in them, they gotta flee. Because we know if I see a cat named Bobby with Miss Carl's son with little Clarence. Hey, who are you? I ain't never seen you. Hey, I need to find out what's going on. So let's take you to the house. Let's go down to the house. I'm not going to go. Hey, you know your son with this guy? You know,
amen.
You know. So my thing with me doing the outreach is trying to meet parents so I can put the, like, when we was growing up, Miss Gladys knew who my mom was. They knew whose child I belonged to. That's why they could correct me and make me do what was right, because they knew who I belonged to. And then my mom, when I told them I got corrected by Miss Claire, that's what she said. They my friend. They should have corrected her, but you should have been doing that. So that's okay. Mm-hmm. So it was some teaching going on there. It was some teaching. And I think that's what the position is here. We need to start educating ourselves and one another so we can prevent all that stuff. So that's what I do. I'm just an outreach person that just want to reach the community, educate the community, just do things in the community to show some wholesomeness so we can know whose kids is. And I do a lot of different things here in the city of Tacoma. I'm excited about it. A lot of stuff going on, but I feel educated right now, so we'll talk about all this business later. But please, Survivor, that's what it is.
Yes, sir. But I do want to say this to you. You know, back in the, I know what you're talking about, how the neighbors used to help back in the day and they used to do all of this. But sexual abuse started in old photo times. And because back in the day they would allow these other parents to take control over other children, they were the ones that was molesting these children. They were the one that was sexually abusing the kids. I don't take anything away. I'm not saying back in the day everyone was like that, but I'm saying that it started back in old photo time. You know, the thing was that the parents was allowing them to say, okay, you could correct my child. No. You're telling this person to correct my child. You're telling your child to go to your neighbor's house. What I'm trying to make people understand, and hear me when I say this, when you're sending them to your neighbor, what makes you think your neighbor is not having your child if it's in your family? You understand what I'm saying? If your aunt or your uncle is abusing you. You understand? I don't blame my mother. I don't blame my mother. I love my mother. My mother was abused she was really abused. So when I hear my aunts and uncles and they say